Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, there is a small story corresponding to today's liturgy as the Lamb of God. There was a tourist went to visit Germany, and he was a place called Warner. There was a church, a beautiful church was built, and on the top of the church there was a bell tower was built. And in the bell tower, there was a beautiful stone, you know, with a lamb was crowned in that beautiful stone. So this tourist wanted to know about the story behind that. So he asked the people there, and they said, you know, when this bell tower was built, the man who was constructing this bell tower fell from the top of the bell tower. And those who were working with him, they thought he must have died, and they rushed down and saw the man was luckily alive. And then the man asked, how was it possible? Then they said, you know, at the same time when he fell from the bell tower, there were some sheep passing by, and exactly he fell on a lamb and crushed that lamb to die, and he was survived. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, this is exactly suiting to our blessed Lord. We all fell on him. All our sins were put on him. And it is because of our sins he died on the cross. He is crushed on the cross. You know, this title, Lamb of God, is a very beautiful title, and it is an apt title given to our blessed Lord. This Lamb of God, this title is found all over the Bible, but in the book of Revelation alone, there are more than 29 times found. And it is to show Jesus' love for the humanity and Jesus' sacrifice for the humanity and Jesus' effort for the salvation and his triumph over the sin and death to give us new life. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, we see in the first reading and the second reading, those two readings calls us to be like Christ. The individuals in the first reading and second reading, whether Isaiah or St. Paul in the second reading, both are individually called to be like Christ, called to be Lamb of God. The first reading we see, which is the passage what we have heard today, is taken from the Song of the Suffering Servant from the book of Isaiah. And there, the prophet Isaiah was chosen by God from the womb of his mother. And he was called to be the light to the nations and to bring God's message to the people. And he was called to be to be reflecting God's love for the people. The same thing that we find in the second reading also, St. Paul in the second reading, he speaks or reminding the Corinthian community that they are chosen by God to live a life filled with holiness. So they are reminded that they are holy people whom God has chosen to live according to his commandments. And in the gospel reading also we see John the Baptist, he is introducing or he is speaking about our blessed Lord at the time of his baptism. So there are three themes that we find in today's gospel. The first theme is witness of John the Baptist. The second theme is revelation and identification that Jesus is truly the Lamb of God by Father and the Holy Spirit, as Saint John the Baptist say, on whomever you see the Holy Spirit resting, he is the one whom I have chosen. And the third theme is a call to every one of us to be his disciples. So Saint John the Baptist, you know, like Jesus, his life also mysterious. We did not know about his, you know, young age. Jesus, from his age of 12 and till 30, for 18 years, we did not know about anything about Jesus. Same way, we also see John the Baptist's life. After his birth, you know, nothing was said about John the Baptist until he was called to be the forerunner of our blessed Lord. So where was he? What he was doing actually? You know, the tradition and the scriptural scholars, they say that it is obvious when he was born, his parents were old. So Zechariah and Elizabeth, they were old and they might have died when he was a small boy. And because of the political pressure, his relatives might have been moved to Bethlehem, because you remember during the time of Jesus, when Jesus was about to be born, so Mary and Joseph, they were asked to go to their own, you know, hometown. So they went to Bethlehem. So same way, their relatives of John the Baptist all might have settled back in Bethlehem. So John the Baptist might have been left alone here. And at that time, you know, there used to be a different communities. And one community is known as, you know, Essen community. And this community lived in a place called Qumran Valley, which is few miles away from Jerusalem Temple or Jerusalem City. So those community might have adopted John the Baptist. That's what the scriptural scholars believe. Because, you know, it is from there, from that community, he is emerging when he was called to be the forerunner of Jesus Christ. So that community were like monks who used to be in that Qumran Valley, and their main work was to translate the scripture or translate or rewrite what they were about to lose, the scriptures or what we call fragments. So that is what their work. So this community separated themselves. Actually, this community were priests. They separated themselves from Jerusalem temple because of the corruption that was taking place in Jerusalem temple. So John the Baptist also was one of them. And They were living in the Qumran community in the desert, the Qumran Valley in the desert. And they were, you know, as I said, the main work of them was rewriting or copying the scriptures. So from this community, you see, John the Baptist was called to preach about the repentance. And that is why, you know, whenever John the Baptist happened to see these Pharisees and scribes, he was against them. He called them brood of vipers. He was angry on them because of the political or the religious corruption was taking place in Jerusalem temple. So John the Baptist, when he came and he announced, he introduced Jesus Christ to all the Jews, those who came to see John the Baptist to receive forgiveness through baptism in the Jordan River. And that is when, you know, John the Baptist was revealing about Jesus, and he reveals in three important ways, about three important means to know about Christ, that he is truly the Lamb of God. The first, you know, way that he reveals, the Lamb, he is, Jesus is the Lamb of Atonement. We read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 16, verses 20 to 22. There, you know, a lamb was brought to the temple, Jerusalem temple, on the Day of Atonement, and that is also known as Yom Kippur. And on that day, the high priest used to place his hand on the lamb, and he speaks all the sins, or puts all the sins of the people of Jews upon that lamb, and he sends that lamb into the desert or into the forest to be eaten by wild animals. So they believed that this lamb takes all their sins and dies. And second, the Lamb of Daily Atonement, a continuous sacrifice was made in the Jerusalem temple. You know, when we read the book of Exodus, chapter 29, verses 38 to 42, there we can find there was an altar called Black Altar, on which a sacrifice was offered every day, morning and evening, for the continuous forgiveness of sins of the, or atonement of sins of the people of Jews. And third, the Paschal Lamb. Jesus is introduced as a Paschal Lamb that we read in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 11, where the blood of the lamb, which was shed upon the doorpost of the Israelites, saved the firstborn of all the Israelites. So these three atonement, or these three image of lamb, is attributed to our blessed Lord. He is the lamb which takes upon himself all our sins, and he is the lamb who is sacrificed every day on this altar, and he is the lamb who saved us through his blood. So Jesus is the true Lamb of God who takes away all our sins and gives us new life. So as I said at the beginning of the Mass, we are called to be like him as his disciples. You know, John the Baptist, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he came to know about his life, and he wanted to send his disciples to Jesus. And he said, "Go and see whether he is the true Messiah or not." In a way, he wanted to send his disciples, especially Andrew and beloved disciple John. They were disciples of John the Baptist. So when he sent those disciples, when they went and saw and remained with Jesus, they found that he is truly Messiah. And John the Baptist purposely sent them because he knew that his mission, his ministry was going to be ended. So these disciples will be left like a sheep without a shepherd. So he sends them telling, here is the, behold, the Lamb of God who came to take away our sins. He introduces Jesus to his disciples. So we are called to be the disciple of Christ, to be like the Lamb, and to die like the Lamb, and to bear witness to Christ, the Lamb of God. So as a disciples, let us ask the Holy Spirit to help us that we may recognize the Lamb of God in our day-to-day life, and let us come forward to be like him and to die like him and to be witness to him in this world as the saints who already did. So for that grace, let us pray during this Mass. Amen.